This is a download from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.
Even the most committed gastrosexuals, happy to cook up their own cordials and smoke their own garlic, may have their limits. And one of those limits so far might just have been miso. The fermented bean paste that's a staple in Chinese and Japanese cooking is something that, should you need it, you buy it. Mistake, says Kyoto native and now BlackRock resident Junko Hamilton, who's begun making what must be, start your fact-checking engines now, Ireland's first native miso. Not content with that innovation, she's begun teaching others about the culture of miso, running miso-making workshops. Junko welcomed Culturefile's Caroline Hennessy into her kitchen to talk about how the paste, fermented with a fungus called koji, intimately reflects its environment and its maker.
Miso is such an important thing in Japan. What is its importance?
It's one of our main ingredients, really. The miso is so nutritious, and then also we can use for various cooking in a different way. So in Japan, originally, you know, when we were not really westernized at all, so our maybe the twice a day, like a bowl of rice and a bowl of miso soup and a bit of pickle. So that was base of our, you know, daily food. And then maybe, you know, more bit of fish, a bit of meat, and our other vegetable dish. But the miso soup was the essential thing for our diet. If you see that English dictionary, we, you know, try to explain the miso, it says soybean paste, but you know, soybean paste is not really exactly right. It is fermented soybean paste by koji, so the ingredients are very simple: soybean and salt and koji.
So you have some miso here in front of us.
Yeah.
This is...
I made.
It's a beautiful looking caramel brown colour. So
yes.
Is this made from soybeans?
Yeah. It's the soybean. We soak it and then cook it until very, very tender. And then drain it and then mash it into the paste. And actually I use this to make into that...
You have a beautiful pestle and mortar here.
Yeah, this.
So it's a very textured base in the mortar, and the pestle is a piece of wood.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. The sancho wood is because it has a natural disinfectant, so it's good for that. So yeah, and made into the paste, and then mixed with. Koji and salt, and then put into that some jar or container, and that's it. And then just leave it for maybe in this temperature here, about 7 months or maybe a year, and then becomes like this.
It's got that lovely brown caramel color.
Yeah.
It also smells. There's like a little caramel flavor,
yeah.
Even when you sniff it.
Yeah. And so those flavors are all created by combination of enzyme, mold, and then yeast. All works linking, and then makes this exquisite flavor.
The basis of miso, you wouldn't be able to make miso whether you were in Japan or Ireland unless you had this thing called koji. Now, can you explain what koji is?
The koji is This is kome koji, rice koji. The koji malted to rice. And there are variations like malted barley or malted soybean. So, and it all those makes a different type of miso. So this is made from kome koji, rice koji miso. And there are some variations that vary koji miso. In the south of Japan, the peoples of the south of Japan, they use those, the barley one. And then around the center of the Japan islands, they use the miso, very dark, only made from soybean and koji and salt, not.
So there are quite a few different variations.
Yes.
Would it be like the Irish people and their potatoes, like some like them floury and some like them waxy?
Exactly, yeah.
So it's got that people have their own personal preferences, yeah. And sometimes it's to do with the region that they live in.
Region is a big thing, yeah. So I explained that when I did the workshop, so everybody brought their own jar, and then we just made them mashed the soybeans and mixed with koji and salt, and then... and then pushed into that their own jar. And then I told them that maybe, you know, a year later, everybody comes back with their own miso and then taste it all different because of the environment, all different. And maybe we mixed with, our hands.
So you've got, everybody's got their own little microclimate going on in the jar.
Exactly, yeah. I believe that, that makes a difference,
So I suppose miso making in some ways is like making sourdough. So
exactly.
Each bread or each sourdough culture is very much of its place.
Yeah.
As each miso would be of the place, of the person.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Now wash your hands. There's more about Junku's misu making workshops on her Facebook page. Look for Ichiju Sansei. And next time on Culture File, I'll be talking to Aisling Kelleher about the death of television.
Thanks for downloading from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.